This is our Be Moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am thinking about how we can sometimes keep a backup plan to our prayers. Lately, we've been talking quite a bit about prayer. Recently, I talked about how God will bless you in ways you haven't even imagined or prayed for. That said, I also think it's fair to examine why your prayer might go unanswered. One reason a prayer might go unanswered is because it is not in alignment with God's will. Another reason may be because we haven't let go of our own backup plan. This is the plan that we create just in case God doesn't come through. We are most likely to create a backup plan when the stakes seem high. This would certainly be the case for Sarah, Abraham's wife. During this time, one way men gained their status was by the number of sons they had. Women gained their status by the number of children they bore. So after several failed attempts and likely feeling that her stakes were really high, Sarah executed her own backup plan. She had her servant Hagar sleep with Abraham in hopes that she would give him a son. Shortly thereafter, Sarah became very unhappy with her own plan. It wasn't until Sarah put her faith entirely in God that she would become pregnant. And we know that her pregnancy was from God because she was 90 years old. So do you have a high-stakes situation going on where maybe subconsciously you have your own backup plan in place? If so, you may want to revisit your approach and cling to these words. But when you ask him, be sure that your faith is in God alone. James 1:6. Share this Be Moment because others desire to be inspired. So today, trust God entirely and toss your backup plan.